Brandon. This little piggy went to market. This little piggy said, bo. This little piggy said, wee, all the way home. Ow.
Oh, boy, you been killing me with that intro. Every time,
you know,
man.
I had hey, that listen. Little flavor, you know? You know, I got my flavor, baby. Come
yeah,
on.
Ain't mad at that, man. Listen, so, y'all, this is the Kimi Pod, a platform dedicated to spawning unique challenges and victories faced by modern men. Each week, we engage in discussion about essential topics such as mental health, relationships, career growth, fitness, and the concept of masculinity. Our goal is to inspire personal development and promote balance in life by sharing uplifting stories and practical advices. And make sure y'all tune in on Instagram too at Kimi_podcast. We do a lot of contents and seminars, different things, tips and stuff like that for the men's out there. So that's where we at, y'all. Yes, where we at, yes, my brother. Sir. What's
Come
going on
man.
With you?
We here now. We here now, my brother. Hey, I feel pretty good, man. Yeah. I feel pretty good. Looking good, you know, like a boss.
That's how you yeah, feel?
I feel like a
you
boss.
Feel like
right
a
now.
Boss?
I feel like a boss. I mean, just look how I'm sitting up in this thing, man, you know?
Yeah, you smooth with it,
you
man.
Feel you feel me? With, real boss-like right now.
You got the about? Juice.
You feel me? I want to say hey to everybody out there, you know, putting a face with the name. I know I ain't said my name yet, but, you know, y'all get the point because y'all hear the intros.
It's Lil Piggy.
You know what I'm talking about? look here. Y'all hear the intros every week. I have to bring the flavor, so now y'all actually put the... You know, y'all can see my face now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm talking about. So yeah, besides that, my brother, I feel pretty groovy right now, man. I feel pretty okay. Groovy. And I know the next question you might ask me, like, how was my week?
Yeah, how was your week?
You know, my week was it was pretty good though. You know, just you know, same old, waking up early. What I think early, I know that early for some people, 4 o'clock in the morning getting to it.
Yeah, it's definitely early.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? So, you know, getting on that truck, doing what I do. And, you know, middle of the week, having a good week and everything. I mean, this right here still ain't killed my weekend thing, but my daughter's mother, she texts me and say, baby girl got into a little scuffle at school.
Okay, then.
You know what I'm talking about?
Wait a minute, did she win?
I think it was something to the...
You know, that always got to be the question before you be like, I'm going dad mode. Be like, hey. did you at least win?
you know, that the few times I could kind of warn him how many times you got into a little scuffle.
Yeah.
And I asked her, like, well did you win? But daddy, I ain't asked you all that. Yeah. I said, did you win? And then she, oh, daddy, yada, yada. Woo-doo. I said, okay, I got you, baby. But yeah. To answer your question about this, I think baby girl got stolen on, though.
Oh man!
Yeah, I think she was standing in the lunch line, in some kind of line or something like that, and little buddy, it was a little dude.
Oh,
exactly. My same reaction, brother.
Well, how you man? Like how you felt deep down inside? Come on, talk about it.
I can't do that. I can't do that for these people, man.
I need for you to talk about.
I can't do that. I can't do it. Let me see the message. Let me see the message.
Hey, cuz in my mind, I'm thinking like, man, who your daddy
man,
is.
Man, look at that. That's the first thing I want to say, boy. Look at it. She said, a student punched Zoe in the side after she asked him not to cut in front of her. And immediately she got sent to the office, you know, went to the nurse, get checked out and everything. So, I mean, you know, they was in line. I don't know what they had going on or whatever. But, you know, I guess the little homie stole my baby, though. He stole my baby. So, I'm like, first thing, I'm like, man, I said, okay, I like Scoop, really, like, what you gonna do? But like you say, like, who that little boy is and who his daddy is? Who his peoples is for real?
Yeah, that's facts.
Who his peoples is for real? Then I text her back later, I'm like, well, just keep me posted on her situation and everything. And they was like, well, you know, they did the right discipline actions and, you know, all that kind of fun stuff.
She got suspended or no?
No, I don't think she retaliated or anything like that. So I think she just got stolen again and just got on through.
So, the young guy, he got suspended. Oh, you don't know either.
Probably, I don't know. I mean, this still what seven, 8 year old. So I don't know if they get suspended or just get a little slap on the wrist and okay, don't do that no more type of shit, man. So I really don't know. But yeah, man, that kind of blew me for a second. I had a moment though. Yeah. I had a moment, like I said, that dad moment. All right, now baby girl, you better. I ain't even talked to her yet. Kind of like I want to calm down first. You know what I'm saying? Because I know she can be all excited. and stuff. So,
daddy, you know what happened?
Kind of next time I get with daddy, well, I'ma tell you, yada yada. Okay, baby girl, tell me what happened. So, so you tell you saying all that? What did you do? That gonna be my next question. Yeah. What did you do? I told her how to, you know, throw them hands and everything. Hands. You know, so I throw them hands. I ain't saying that I want to go want her to go out there and start fighting everybody. You know,
right? But she definitely got to learn how to defend herself.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's an important thing.
So you know, but yeah. Besides, I mean, you know, the week was pretty good. How about yours, my brother?
Man, I really ain't did nothing. I was off just about all week.
I can tell because how you been putting stuff in the chat. I'm like, is this dude at work or what?
Yeah, man. I was
either he at the gym or he
I was at the gym.
I said, Lord have mercy. Then I got back and I got jealous at that point.
Yeah, I was.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, I had too many. I had too many PTO days. Your boy must be don't like to take a vacation. Well, I literally had I got 2 weeks. Well, 3 weeks worth of vacation that I ain't took, and towards the end of the year,
it's tough. That's tough.
So I had to take some days. But what I did when I was off, was basically put up Christmas lights and you know, just chill, just writing things down like ideas and stuff like that.
Real cherry like
stuff you do. And kind of gearing up on towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm looking forward to the vision board plan that we coming together with.
Man,
I'm really looking forward to that.
Yeah, ain't a fake though. I really am. And when you had put about that, how you pronounce that?
It's our junker board, but we use that at work. In the industrial world, but Kanban or vision board. The Kanban is something different. It kind of help you structure like different things when you have a, like say for instance, you got a goal and then that goal may say for instance, take 3 months and then you just each week, you know what I'm saying, you get your sticky notes and you basically plan it all the way out to complete that goal in 3 months. I mean, it's very effective. I think it came from Japanese, because we do a whole lot of lean events and stuff like that at work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it it been pretty much effective.
Okay. Okay.
At work, so I figured that we could use that in our real life.
Yeah, that was cool when you put it out there. You know, because you know everybody, you know how everybody do the vision boards and you know this, that, or whatever. But when you brought that, you know, in the group, I'm like, okay. And then you said Google it. I like how you put that too.
Yeah,
if you don't know this, Google it. I said, okay, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. I said, that's exactly what I did. I Googled it too, though.
Yeah.
I Googled it. I was like, okay, boy might be on to something right here, though.
Yeah.
He might be on to something, man. It's different. And the kind of setup that, you know, that it has and everything. I'm like, okay. And you said weekly, right?
Yeah.
That's what weekly. I need. That's what I need. Because you know how people weekly. Like, my next 3 months, next 6 months, y'all know I need something like more, you know, like I could do every week or damn near every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that was right up my alley, though. I ain't gonna figure that was right up my alley, man. So.
Yeah, I figured it'd been kind of different. My brother Trey, he used that early on in his, in the beginning, him doing real estate. Yeah, use that.
Shout out to TK, man.
Yeah, TK, millionaire TK. What's good,
my boy? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, matter of fact, when I went to his house one time before, I ended up seeing it. Now, me and millionaire TK, we did a whole lot of some projects together at work before.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying? And he used that same concept what I'm talking about too. So basically, with that being said, when I went to his house and I seen that he was using the same concept on, you know, with him starting real estate, I said, dang, that's the first time I was like, man, and I seen how he broke it down.
Yeah.
I said, damn. That's the part when he was talking about like how focused he was in the beginning.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But I think it's pretty effective.
Yeah, that make a lot of sense though, man. Cause you know me, I just be so scattered and all over the place, man. I just need to, you know, I ain't say stick to one thing, cause you know you still gotta do other stuff, but you know, just the fact of how you say get one, you know, just accomplish stuff during the week.
Yeah.
You know, just accomplish stuff during the week, and I definitely need some structure in my life though.
And I think that's one of the subjects,
you know what I'm talking about,
that we probably gonna be talking about, like being intentional.
Especially
we coming towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, you know, a lot of people wait to the beginning of the year, you know, the new year revolution or something like that. You know what I'm saying? People always want to be talking about, yeah, I got to do my new year revolution and stuff like that.
They kill me with that shit.
Yeah,
bro.
Man. And then that first 2 weeks in January, you know, they didn't forget about it.
Come on.
And so that's one of the things. But I think this year right here went by so damn fast.
Man, listen to him, boy. I ain't lying.
It went so damn fast, man.
I ain't lying, bro.
What the hell happened?
Man, listen to him, bro. When I blinked my eye, about 4 months I went through, I ain't lying. I said, boy, look at him, boy. And especially if you got a lot of stuff going on, you know, you're going to have your, in that year, you're going to have your ups and your downs, you know, going through stuff. And it be a lot. It be a lot, man. You have all kind of holidays, events going on throughout the year. And then if you, you know, have a goal in mind, or you know, try to do something by a certain time. You done got sidetracked so fast, though. You know what I'm talking about? You got sidetracked so fast, or either whether it would be with family or just business, trying to get it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So you know, it just trying to get things in order, though. Have that scrunch and everything. Go ahead, my brother.
Yeah. So what's your take on, you know, just because one of the things that we kind of, you know, we lack. This year, man, like I said, this year went by really, really, really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's some things that I didn't finish, I didn't complete, you know, but it's okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
but
there's
some things I didn't complete. But I believe that I could have completed most of everything, majority of everything, if I was more intentional about doing it. You know what I'm saying? So what's your take on being intentional? Because a lot of times, you know, a lot of men don't really be intentional about, you know, their life.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's in relationships, career health, personal growth. You know, I believe being intentional is the foundation of living life with purpose.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely right about that, boy.
And so, you know, with life, a lot of things be pulling all types of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we don't, you know what I'm saying? We can start off with a goal in mind and we get pulled a whole different direction.
That's true. That's true.
Anything can go wrong with, rather, it's health. Like with me, you know, I had like some little health issues earlier on in the year or whatnot.
Did it legit like something the make you tighten shit up or something like that? Or just like, okay, well, you know, because you know how some health, I ain't gonna say scares, but health, some health situation, like, okay, well, I tied up on that shit later on or whatever. So is it something that you had to get straight out right then and there?
Yeah, I had, well, you know, I ain't no spring chicken or nothing like that. You know, I'm getting older.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And a lot of times, you know, we got this little stigma about, you know, black men don't never like to take care of their health. But truthfully, you know what I'm saying, when you're young, you know, you got all this energy and you feel invincible.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, as life continue to take its toll on you, you know what I'm saying? You're getting older.
Right.
And then basically, like, damn, like, I got to really take care of prioritizing my health.
Mm.
Now, when I'm talking about prioritizing your health, is more than just working out.
Right.
It's, you know, being, you know, getting, you know, sleep and and then things that we put in our body take effects. And so with that being said, like, you know, I end up, the doctor told me my cholesterol was real high. And then I've been kind of off balance and like, dizzy or whatever. And so, man, they had to do all these runny tests, echoes and stuff like that. That's when that shit really got real. Like, I said, oh snap, boy, like, I want to be here for a long time. Like, I want to see my kids graduate.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? And then so, you know, that was in the beginning of the year. And it took my, it just really did took my focus off my plan and everything that I you know, I had set up for the year, for me to tackle and complete. And I end up prioritizing my health, which is more important.
Most important.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I think I could have did both, though.
Okay.
I feel like I could have did both. Okay. I could have still prioritized my health and also complete the goals that I set up. Mm. You know? So what you think?
I mean, yeah, cause with me, like, and you know, I'm a piggyback off what you said about prioritize your health and everything, man. Cause I got a lot of stuff going on with me, but I just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, and one of the things that I know you had mentioned in the chat the other day about, you know, you had a little heart situation or something like that or whatever. And I've been dealing with that for the last, give or take, about 2 or 3 years or whatever. But I just ain't never said nothing.
Yeah.
You know, and it scares the shit out of me every time, you know, my heart be, I don't even know what it really is. I don't know if it's skipping a beat or a flood. I really don't know, but I never went to the doctor for it though. You know, and I happened to me and my mama having a conversation or whatever, and she like, she had to go to the doctor, woo, you know what I'm saying, blood pressure, yada. And she like, yeah, scoop, mine doing the same thing. I'm like, well, damn, like, that might be the same thing wrong with me then.
Yeah.
You know, but I still yet haven't got checked out though.
It may be hereditary.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of things I kind of hear through like when my mom would be talking about things.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, matter of fact, she had issues with her heart, you know what I'm saying? And it ain't never dawned on me to check
right,
it,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Until, like, I had, like, I had, like, this little issue earlier in the year or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? I was thinking it was anxiety because, I battle with anxiety and stuff like that.
Same here.
So, you know, when I went to the doctor for it, man, and he recommended me go to a heart doctor, and then that heart doctor, you know what I'm saying, they pulled that damn stuff on my chest and on EKG and stuff. And man, I ain't never had a problem with my blood pressure. But at the same time, you know, when I had all that equipment on me, it made my damn heart rate went skyrocket, dog.
You got nervous for real.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so what probably wasn't as extreme, it was extreme because, you know, when they ran the tests and everything, my heart rate, and then they had to look at my chest, so they ordered more tests and stuff like that. So for the past really 4 or 5 months, man, I've been going through like tests.
4 or 5 months.
Yeah, like little tests and getting my blood run and stuff like that. But I prioritize that. I'm prioritizing it a lot more because I'm getting older. That's the reason why I say the effects of, you know, when we was young, I wasn't really thinking about it. I barely went to the damn doctor.
Don't be thinking and about even now, shit, bro.
I'd rather go to the doctor now. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, just because I had that little issue, I said, damn, I got to take this serious. But,
yeah.
I mean, truth in the matter, nobody want, who the hell like to hear bad news? Nobody want to hear no damn bad news, man.
Hell no, boy. Yeah.
But changing your perspective on the bad news that, you know, you can get ahead of the curve on certain things. You know what I'm saying?
That's very true. That's so, very true, man.
And what you was going to say? Go ahead.
I just got to tighten my stuff up, man. You know what I'm talking about? Just got to tighten up because, you know, I got...
I'm glad we're talking about this too, man. I'm part of the segment because, you know, I think that's a real thing, like talking about your health and stuff like that.
Most definitely, man, because, you know, that high blood pressure running my family, but it ain't got to run through me, though.
Yeah, okay, then.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, talk that talk.
So, you know, I mean, because... You know, out of my immediate family, like I'm per se the healthiest one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's so crazy because when COVID came through him, I was the only one got that shit out of my family. You know what I'm talking about?
For real?
I was the only one out of my family to get that shit.
Damn.
Yeah, man. So and not only that, man, like I said about the blood pressure and just about being, you know what I'm saying, healthy or whatever. You know, I just got to take care of it. That's all it is. And the thing is, I know what to do.
Yeah.
But I just be lazy. Just be lazy because, me and you, for example, like 2 years ago, how we was on a straight and narrow with that thing. Like, we was real strict with our diet,
we was strict. Like, and trying to get back right because we talking about getting on that stage.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question, man. It might be personal.
No, go ahead,
brother. And you don't have to go in details with it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, you could just say, nah, not this one right here. Right.
Just ask the damn question.
Okay, all right. So let me ask you, so I know, you know, with Pops situation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? With your Pops and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever came in your head? I ain't want to really go in detail.
No, go ahead. Go, we talking
about your pops, how your pops passed away or whatnot.
Shit, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Done.
Like
go
how,
ahead, go
how
ahead.
You know what I'm saying? How he passed away and what he had, he suffered with. Like, did that ever cross your mind with everything?
Yeah, man. You know, and
you want to go in details with it? Or are you good?
I mean, you know, it just I ain't seeking for that. That's a touchy subject right there. But
yeah.
For the most part, you know, it just make me want to get more, like you said, prioritize my health and everything, yeah. Man. And, you know, and you know, with him, you know, he the same way as me. He never really talked about to me about his health issues and everything. So, you know, but long story short, man, just getting on my shit though.
Yeah.
Just getting on my stuff, you. Man, and just getting checked out like I posed to.
Yeah.
And like you said, we ain't no spring chickens no more. So we got the
spring chicken, dog.
You know what I'm talking about? We got to get on our stuff, man. You know, we got children. We got children now. And so we got to be around for a while for them, watch them grow up and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Do what they do and whatnot. But yeah, it do scare me, man, because, you know, like I said, you know, with high blood pressure and all that stuff, you know, it shakes you up, though.
Yeah.
It shakes you up, man, and, you know, it just want to make you want to get straightened out.
I know one thing.
Get straightened out, bro.
I know one thing, though, Scoot. The reason why that blood pressure thing, I'm going to just throw this out there. We're going to keep and we're going to move on. I ain't never want to get on them damn medicine because I be hearing, you know, I be at, you know, the parks in the crib, man, and the old man be talking about being on the blood pressure medicine
yeah.
and how they can't get right. They said that medicine, kind of stopped your flow. You know what I'm saying?
Why did I know you the about to resort back there?
I mean, I can't hardly help it, dog. The boys be popping them pills like it's Mentos.
That's crazy, man.
They be popping them Viagras, man. Like
ain't no way, boy.
Okay, then.
Ain't no way.
Boy, you got young people doing that now.
Yeah. Man, listen.
Man, I don't know what the hell going on.
Listen,
with that.
I know back in college, I know I wasn't doing that shit back then.
They probably doing it for the wrong reason. Not the wrong reason. They doing it because I guess they got a pre-ejaculation problem. Like they come too quick. But hell, you can bounce back.
Calm down, young man.
You can bounce back. You can bounce back.
Too damn
man.
Excited.
When you that young, you can bounce back.
Quick.
Yeah, you gotta pull out. You just keep stroking.
Real shit, man. But yeah, man, damn, you know, we as men got to go see that doctor now.
Yeah.
We got to, you know. And like I said, I don't be trying to play the race card and everything. Like just was a black man, but shit, just men in general.
Yeah, just men in general.
You know what I'm talking about? Like go get checked out, man. Cause you know, I see a lot of people right here on medication and stuff like that, man. I had a talk with somebody a few weeks ago just about medication. Like you take, you know, got your old. Well, they ain't even got to be old for real. You know,
people ain't got to be old.
You know what I'm saying? People got they stuff lined up for the weekend. Got to take about 10 pills. A damn day.
That really
I'm like,
gotta
bold.
Be depression, boy.
You know what I'm talking about? Like taking damn near 10 pills a day just to damn, you know, for your cholesterol and for your blood pressure, for that and the third. You know what I'm saying? Antidepressant, all kind of shit. Yeah. But I'm like, man, I ain't doing all that shit, bro. You know, that's why I be trying to, you know, because I know one time we still is heavy. On the natural stuff, man.
Yeah.
So you know that natural remedy.
Herbs, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Them herbs and all that kind of and all that good stuff, man.
Yeah.
So you know we definitely got to tap in with that stuff because it's more than that. I'm just trying to take them pills and stuff every day, boy. It got to be something else. I ain't lying. It got to be something else, man.
Yeah.
It got to be something else, brother.
Yeah.
But yeah, it got to be something else, boy.
So
got you.
So with the year coming in, man, next year coming in, what else? I know we said we was gonna do the vision board thing, and coming up in the next few more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You thought about some of the things that you want to see different next year that you want to, you know, you personally working on, you want to work on, you know how you feel about that? You know what I'm saying?
I feel, You know, brother, I feel how I feel, you know. I just feel good, man, by next year, though.
Feel good
by
next year.
You know, I feel very good by next year, man. And the reason I say that, because this year right here was supposed to be that year that I really stand on business and do all kind of wild shit, man. But, you know, early like February, you know, it all took a bad turn for me, but you know, it is what it is. But I bounced back.
But when you bounce back, we definitely need that full story behind that.
I'm telling you, man. Trust me, I got y'all. I got y'all.
Definitely.
Sheesh.
Change a lot of people's minds, boy, about a lot of stuff.
Man, I'm telling you, boy. So
serious, how you persevere through it all?
I'm telling you, I had to though. But yeah, and I say, because I don't want to go ahead and talk too early about next year, but I want to stand on business by next year, though. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, next year it's just a whole lot I wanna do. First off, I wanna learn how to budget my money, brother. Yeah. I got to save.
Budget, yeah, that's another.
I got to budget my money, man, because I'm like, yo, like, I'm terrible at saving money, at budgeting, all that kind of shit, man. I'm terrible at that, and just, you know, trying to and also trying to get more, far as my career, I mean, I'm straight with that, but I ain't trying to get too comfortable.
Never get comfortable.
You know what I'm talking about? I ain't trying to get too comfortable with that, man. Trying to, you know, get a couple little side hustles going on. But besides that, just trying to hold my brothers accountable, you know, trying to hold my brothers accountable, man, and trying to stay between that Mustang and mayonnaise. You know what I'm talking about? That's some driver talk right there. Yeah, just trying to stay focused.
Mustang and the madness.
You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yeah, just trying to stay focused, man. Cause like I said on a couple of episodes back, you know, anything to the left, or right, is just distractions, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, gotta keep it going, keep it right in front of you now.
Yeah.
Just keep that thing going, man. But you know, it's a lot of little small things that I look forward to next year as well, though, man. And but it's just a whole lot, brother.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot, but it feels like you got something you wanna. Want to get off your chest too?
Oh no, I ain't got nothing. I'm listening, man. I'm really listening. But I want to start with a question.
Okay.
And how often do you stop and think about why you're doing what you're doing?
Sheesh.
For a lot of us, the answer is
go ahead, bro.
Not enough.
Yeah.
We talk to grind, to achieve, to keep pushing forward.
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't know our why, we setting ourselves up for burnout, frustrations, and even disconnection from the people we care about the most.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
So with that being said, with that, man,
yeah,
we have to have a why to what we doing in our life. That why. So my brother, what is your why?
My why is my daughter, man.
I hear that.
Like, simple as that, bro. Like, my why is my daughter. You know, baby girl, my little stanky butt.
Yeah,
you know, I call it little Boochie for real.
You want to get? You see, I remember a few episodes back, man. You said you don't believe in spoiling. You know, you don't believe in spoiling.
Yeah, you were double back on me.
Yeah, so now you saying you were why?
You were. I mean,
you say why that baby girl?
You know. I mean,
I ain't mad at it, but,
you know.
You got to clean that up now.
Yeah, you're right. You got me, though. You got me. I wasn't expecting that. You got me. I mean, it different forms of spoiling, man. But, you know, but you know I'm just talking.
Yeah, I'm just talking.
You know what I'm talking about?
That little girl got you right around fake,
you know what
I'm saying?
That's facts. You feel me? So I was just talking that talk, man. But, baby girl, I can sit here and fake, though, dog. Like, baby girl, she got me wrapped around her finger though, man.
Yeah, she do.
She got me wrapped around her finger though, man. But yeah, she's definitely my why. You know what I'm saying? And just want to do better for myself though.
Yeah.
You know, just want to do better for myself and put not only myself and my daughter, just my family in general.
Yes, sir.
In a better position. You know, and even my brothers, here, man. You know, the kingdom.
Yeah, yes, sir. I think it's so important about knowing your why, mm-hmm. why you're doing what you're doing and stuff mm-hmm. like that. It gives you a vision
of,
you know what I'm saying, what to look forward to. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I know personally for me, my why is, of course, my family, mm-hmm. financial freedom, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, being in a position to give back to the community. You know what I'm saying? And being
a little deep on me. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I care about my community, man. I care about
the
young
kids
that growing up, man. The ones that the fatherless and the ones that been just the streets kind of raising them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, I care about that. You know, cause them kids, man, they the next generation.
Yeah, that community, that's definitely a big one too. I'm glad you touched on that one.
Yeah,
I'm definitely glad you touched on that one, man. Cause you know, got to have something for them children to do, you know, and not just for the children, like the people in the community. You know what I'm talking about. So you know, and me being a part of, you know, two of the best organization there is out there. I'll tell you about that really late on. But and that's one of the biggest parts of being in the organization.
Right.
It's community service, brother.
Community service.
It's community service. You got to get out and reach some people now.
Yeah.
You got to get out and touch some people. I mean, it's all good on social media and everything, but once that you get out and shake them hands, that's totally different, bro.
Man, listen. And you know, every 2 weeks.
Go ahead.
Every 2 weeks, I'm helping I'm trying to remember the name. It's Sainsbury Youth Mentorship Program. Youth Mentorship Program.
Okay.
I do it every 2 weeks.
Mm. That's big.
Yeah,
that's big,
and it started off small. It only been going on for about a month and a half now, 2 months.
Okay.
And you know, just doing. It ain't got to be major, man. You're just doing something. You know
that's
what I mean?
Stuff, man.
And if you reach one, how the saying go? Each one teach one.
Oh, okay.
Each one teach one, man.
So how old is
it's from 8 to 17. And lately we've been getting a lot of kids around about 12 years old though.
Okay.
Between 12 to 15.
Mm-hmm.
But it started off with just 2 kids, now they're up to like 7, 8 kids now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to continue to get bigger, man, because some of these kids, a majority of them, stay in single-parent household.
Mm, gotcha,
and,
gotcha.
And a lot of them, number one cause, man, not to get off subject, but the number one thing that I see in most of them kids, man, is anger.
Mm.
They have this anger about them.
Mm.
And it could be good, you know what I'm saying? You can use that. They can use that to propel them in life,
right?
Help them succeed. But then it's going to come a time where, you know what I'm saying, you're going to have to, you know, level that out. Because that ain't going to get you in trouble at some point in time.
That's true.
But you see a lot of, like, kids that play sports.
Mm-hmm.
I know you self probably see a whole lot, man, since you're a coach or whatnot. You see most of them kids, man, they have this anger about them.
Mm-hmm.
Which lead to, you know, them being, they just need some discipline, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot more discipline, yo.
And to add on to that right there, you know, for at least about 7 years, I used to work at the group homes or whatever.
Yeah.
And we seen a whole lot of that right there.
Yeah.
Whole lot of that right there, bro. I ain't lying. Like,
they need, they were anger.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah. I mean, some of them come from single parents, some of them come from both parents, but they just, and I mean, I ain't say that pops wasn't no disciplinary or whatever, but you know, I ain't want to talk shit about their dad or whatever, but you know, they end up at the group home some kind of way though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, I can kind of speak on my situation because my son don't really my son don't stay with me, but I give him every other week.
Right.
And I tell you what, man, it ain't but so much, you know, that's my arrangement for him, but it ain't but so much a father can do, you know what I'm saying, that's not in the household, you know what
that's
I mean?
True. That's true.
But that's the reason why I take a whole community of people, you know what I'm saying, to
great
step
point.
In, you know
great
what I'm
point.
Saying? And for me, a lot of times, and he deal with his little anger issues too, the way he deal with it, but hell, I deal with anger issues too.
That's true.
So he ain't
that's
stole
true.
It. But you know,
he said he ain't stole it.
Yeah, he ain't stole it. But at the same time, man, that boy know. I mean, I start off jacking his ass up, and then I just realized that ain't make no damn difference because I ain't there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In the household every day, like his mom's
mm-hmm.
being there. But yeah, man, that junk. That, That's different, dog.
But a lot of them, they just need somebody just to hear them out sometimes, though.
Yeah, that's basically.
You know what I'm saying? Cause they,
let them vent.
Yeah, that's it, man.
My son be venting, boy. And I'll be honest, I don't understand nothing he be talking about. I can't even relate. I think I'm too grown to even relate to.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking in my mind, in his little world, he making something so damn big of an issue. I'm like, bro, I got all this shit I got to take care of.
And he going to be with that little boy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know.
Hey, you bring your little ass over there. That little bullshit here.
But I hear him out. I don't judge him.
Right.
But at the same time, you know, is it? But at the end of the day, it ain't really that damn serious.
Right.
Like, he making it serious in his little world now. In his world, well,
let him
vent.
Let him go through it.
I let him vent, talk.
Let him go through it.
He be going 100 miles per hour, too.
I already know he do, man. Yeah, man. I'm telling you, bro, because when I was in there, you know, me and my personality, I reach out to a lot of those guys and even females too, man. You know, just sitting there and talking to them, see what they got going on. And I was a activity therapist.
Okay,
that's what
that's
I was.
That's pretty dope, right?
Yeah, so, you know, I did all the fun shit anyway. That's probably why they damn love me so damn
but,
much.
But you good with having
yeah,
kids,
yeah, yeah,
man.
I'm good. Yeah.
I mean, you excellent with it.
Yeah, I'm good at the department anyway, but, you know, half the reason they want to come and play anyway. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, yeah. Well, they do a little basketball or whatever, but besides, you know what I'm saying? Besides that, though, man, it's like, you know, get them in there, get to talking to them. You know what I'm saying? Cause you know, and when you orientation at a facility, at a group home, or whatever, they were like, oh well, if the kids like you, that mean you ain't doing your job.
Yeah.
Or something. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. Or if they don't like it, that mean yeah. If they don't like you, that mean you're doing your job. That ain't the case for everybody, my boy.
Nah,
that
ain't the case.
So I seen some folks walk up out that place now because I'm chilling, give them pure D hair for 8 hours now. Because they don't like a staff. You know what I'm talking about? Like, yeah, they're going to try to hurt that staff now. Just because you try to come in here and have your chest poke out for 8 hours.
That's the wrong way to go in a situation like that.
Well, I ain't going to say all situations, but some people could do that now. Not everybody. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody now because, you know, they're going to try you. And, you know, they're going to try to take your skin, see how tough you is now. And if you can't last, you know. That just like, you know, going into prison, stuff like that, right?
That's what I agree to say.
Yeah, like, same thing, but you dealing with little, I mean, I seen a little boy about this high right here, run somebody off now. I'm telling you, boy.
He was just talking trash.
Talking pure deep. Boy, look at him.
Damn.
Teenage thing around there now. And can go at it, boy.
Boy, kids, cruel now. Boy, they make your soul curl.
I'm telling you, boy. But yeah, man, I mean, but yeah, then I started doing like little activities with them and, you know what I'm saying, trying to calm them down. You know, just like I said, that was just me. That was my style. I could just do that.
I may need some inspiration, man, with dealing with some of the young kids, man.
That's nothing, man.
I knew you deal with that.
Yeah,
that's my
department right there, bro.
Yeah.
I dealt with that right there for so long, man. You know, like, I used to be in the whole unit by myself, though. I mean, I ain't trying to brag or show out anything, but, you know, I could just do that, though. You know, and everybody be straight. But, you know, sometimes you got to, you know, let them know what's going on, too, now.
Yeah, every once in a while.
You know what I'm saying? I'm Mr. P now. Understand me. I'm Mr. P now, go ahead and have a seat. Go ahead and have a seat, sir. Go ahead have a seat now, so, you know. But yeah, besides all that, man, you know, they just looking for somebody to talk to.
Yeah. You know, most of that what it is that it boiled down to.
Yeah, they just looking for somebody to talk to, man. Somebody to understand them.
Man, that's pretty fire right there.
Yeah, man. Just sit down
man,
with
you
them.
You help me out.
I'm telling you. Just sit down.
Man.
And I think
that's a dad tip for some of y'all, man.
You feel me?
Tip. Just hear your kids out. Let them vent.
That's it, man.
Don't come with no solution. just let them vent.
That's it, man. Just sit back and, you know, like, and, you know, even with my daughter, and I got, a nephew and two nieces, like, I really don't raise my voice like that for real.
Right.
You know, I probably used to, but, you know, like now, I mean, within the last couple of years, so I only raise my voice though for real. Because what I'm going to raise my voice for? Because soon you raise your voice at them, they're going to, you know what I'm saying, try to get back at you. And then now you're going at it with a child. Like, now you're looking foolish right now.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking real goofy right now. Right. You know what I'm saying? Hollering at a child. Like, nah, I don't do that. Even my daughter right now, I don't do that. Like, baby girl, have a seat.
So basically, What I'm hearing is you don't have to, you displaying authority don't have to be like within, like, you know, raising your voice or nothing like that.
You ain't got to do all that.
You just stand on business. That's like it. You always say, stand on business.
That's it, brother.
In a calm, listen, I need
very
you to
relaxed.
Sit down, yo.
Very relaxed.
You're doing
manner.
Too much right now.
There you go.
You're doing too much. You
and
know
that's it.
And they know the tone in that voice.
Yeah.
They're like, dad, serious.
You know what I'm saying? And when you calm like that, that means, okay, well, he ain't getting all hostile and everything else. I might need to pipe down a little bit too, because, you know, they got to match your energy now.
So, how growing up in your household, how was it? You ever got yelled at?
Of course I did.
Head,
you know what I'm saying?
That caused it. I think that's why I got that little groove right here in the back of my head. Boy, my dad used to tear the back of that head up.
I'm telling you now. But yeah, in the household, man, like, both my parents were real chill, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But Pops, because he had to stand on bench, so he had to, you know what I'm saying, do his little 1-2.
And you the only boy.
Come on.
So, yeah, he had to.
Come on, man. So, you know.
Dang.
But, yeah, you know, that was a good little piece right there, boy. But yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That was a good little piece right there, though.
I've been trying to be organized and stuff like that, y'all. I've been trying to be organized, man.
Look at, if anybody else say, because look at, I damn say organized now. So, he got to be the one. You know what I'm talking about? He got to be the one now.
But listen, y'all. society often places this unspoken pressure on men to just handle it all without asking for help or showing vulnerability. We are told to focus on providing instead of connecting, or on achieving goals instead of reflecting on what actually make us happy. Now, this expectation can make it hard to pause and think, am I living the life I want? Or the life someone else expect me. Well, you know, because sometimes you don't know. You know, a lot of times, you know, and this kind of, and we still on the subject of being intentional about what you want to do out of life, what you want to see, what your goals is, and what is your why. Mm-hmm. So we still focus on that, right?
Right.
But
right.
Sometimes, you know, we have to ask ourselves, are we living the life we want or the life someone else expect us? If you ever felt like let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, bro.
Have you ever felt like you're on autopilot or like your life doesn't align with your values? And that's a question. And some of these questions I'm asking, man, y'all put in the comment section.
Please do.
You know what I'm saying? Put in the comment section and let me know how you feel about it. And I'm hoping this kind of helping everybody, man. Listen, we towards the end of the year, and hopefully some of the things that we're discussing right now can jog some memory or at least motivate you to get it started. Start that business. Go back to school. You know what I'm saying? So
get all them negative. I'm sorry. Get all, you know, all them meaningless people out your life, man. And, you know, all those bad habits and, you know, negative thoughts and everything else, man.
Yes, sir.
And like we said about being intentional, you know, all them, you know, limiting all the distractions and stuff like that, man. And like my brother right here just said, you know, going into the new year, like let's start to clean some of this stuff up, you know.
Yeah.
Let's clean some of this stuff up, man. So, but yeah, I just feel like I had to add that little piece.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I mean, it's important that you added that. It ain't no little piece either, man. That's a big piece.
You
it's
know
major.
What? I'm
it's
glad. Major. I'm glad you said that,
yes, sir.
Because I'm trying to get the word, and y'all folks listening up to try to get the word "little" out your vocabulary for the year of 2025, man.
Yeah.
And that's referring to, you know, when you speak on other people about, you know, trying to open up a business or just doing anything. Just try to get that word "little," because some people pick up on the word "little" and they look at it as a being disrespectful or slap in the face. Because I know I do.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When I first got my start doing my jump remover business or whatever, and people like, "Oh, you still doing a little business, yada yada woo, woo." But it's just, you know what I'm saying? I catch that little part though. But you know, they just making conversation,
yeah, they just though. They just make conversation. And sometimes it's hard to tell if it's personal or they're trying to, you know.
I take it personal. I take it as a slap in the face, because, you know, when people say "little," that means they ain't even taking you serious for that. That's how I feel about it. So you know, I ain't saying fake. Like, I used to, you know, say the little thing or whatever, but now I kind of, you know, a little business, or, you know what I'm
little
saying?
Car.
You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Little job.
Come on. you feel me? So, you know, try to get that little out your vocabulary for 2025, man. And, you know, congratulating people on their accomplishment and what they got going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, that little stuff, man. People, like I said, I pick up on that shit every time, though. Every time somebody refers something about, even on, you know, when you're on social media. Oh, you got that little job you always wanted?
Yeah.
You got that little car that you always wanted?
Yeah.
Oh, I see your little business doing pretty good, though. they be so quick to share about, you know what I'm saying, a promotion. Or, you know, I finally got certified in this, that, and third. Shit about 1,000 times.
Yeah.
I know we talked about this right here before, but, you know, I just want to go back. Well, I think
it always good to revisit certain things. Like, you know, truthfully, I don't even ever pay attention because I do it to myself.
Go ahead.
You know, somebody asked me yesterday at the bar we went to what I do. Mm-hmm. I downplay it, you know what I'm saying, what I do at work, you know.
But why though?
I don't know. It probably has some. I don't know.
You do know. Go ahead and tell the people. Well, go ahead and tell the people.
I truly believe I do it to make myself seem, you know, much more humble, you know, than what I am. And I don't
so.
Really.
I guess so.
What do you think it is? Because truthfully, you know, I know personally, I can get in that bag of having a high ego.
I mean,
you know
that's true. That's very true.
And my ego. And they say ego is it destroyed dynasties and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And, I got you.
Sometimes you can't tell nobody that. In the beginning of my life, I started off like that. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot better because a lot of people been kind of calling me out on my shit. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm just trying to find a little median and stuff like that. But when I thought about that shit when I went in details.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, damn, I'm trying to downplay what the hell I do. I do some cool ass shit at work.
Understand me. And why would you want to change just because everybody else talking shit about you though? Why would you want to change up how you is though? You know what I'm talking about?
For some odd reason, I'm always hurting people's feelings. Cause I got this asshole personality that people put on me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming I can't be an asshole. You know how like Kobe Bryant is an asshole?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but yeah, I'm about like that. I could be that way.
I mean, wait,
I have to cater to motherfuckers. I mean, excuse my language.
No, go ahead and talk.
I have to cater to people's feelings a whole lot, man. And I struggle in that area. So I need help with that. Cause basically if I come off as like I am, I have much love behind it, you know, but people take it the wrong way. And so my wife kind of helped me. She helps me kind of, you know, change up my tone, words, and everything, because I can come off very passionate and stuff like that. And kind of even when coming out with the kids and stuff like that, you know, I can come off so aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at it as being passionate. I'm a very passionate person.
Very
you know
much
what I'm saying?
So.
So with that being said, yeah, it can come off. I can come off as an asshole, and I be cautious of that right there. You know what I'm saying?
Understood. Well,
so that's the reason why I kind of, I still need to balance it out though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, so right now I don't know which end I'm on, but basically I'm trying to get in the middle.
Right.
But you don't think I need to change? Think I just need to be, you know, I ain't even saying I'm changing. I'm progressing.
I said,
evolving.
Just be you, brother. Just be you.
Okay.
I mean, I know that's part of being you, but you know, that's how I gotta say it.
I be needing help, man. Sometimes I can go left a lot of times. You know that.
I mean, yeah, that's true too. But you know what? Me personally, I like that. I like that side of you, brother. I like when you cut up though, for real.
Ah, oh, damn.
I like when you cut up, man. So you know,
I be getting in trouble.
You know what I'm talking about? Like I like when you cut up because I mean, because me personally, you know, I cut up myself too, you know, because everybody. Teammates being, oh, Scoop, he like to joke around, you know, like play this and that. Like, I be telling him, like, look, I ain't always, I get serious too now.
Serious.
I get serious too now, so, you know, but, you know, I just try to be myself though, man. Yeah. And
right quick, like, because I ain't get a chance, cause I want to kind of finish this, and we ain't got much time. I want to kind of go over, you know, beer stuff.
Go ahead.
And
go ahead. Let's talk.
So, we talking about being intentional and everything else. And I wrote some stuff down, five ways where you can be intentional about your personal goals in life.
Preach, brother.
So the first one is clear goals and direction. Having a clear goal and direction. Attention to men often set specific measurables and realistic goals. I think that's really important to set realistic goals. the second thing is being consistent and disciplined. Intentionality leads to habits that align with long-term objectives such as personal development, career growth, or relationship building. You know, being consistent, I just think that always a big thing.
Gotcha.
The third one is proactive problem solving. With an intentional approach, men are more likely to anticipate, challenge, and plan solutions. The fourth one, stronger relationship. Intentional actions in personal and professional relationships often foster trust, reliability, and mutual respect. And the last one, the fifth one, resilience. A deliberate mindset helps individuals stay committed even when encountering obstacles or failures, being resilient. So
nice,
I gave
nice.
Out five things that I believe that will help propel anybody, really. I say men, but anybody, man, who will be intentional about their goals and everything else.
Gotcha.
I think it's, All right. So this is the last little part of it. I want to talk about this part of the show, talking about grooming and everything. As you can see, got the beard growing. So I got one of my brothers that locally, he has, I don't know if y'all can see it or not, but I'm going to definitely post it under the link. Mm-hmm. It's called Jay Chappelle Signature Grooming. It's a beer bomb right here. It's completely vegan. I ain't gonna say you can eat it. Yeah, I recommend you not eat it. But basically, man, this right here, this product right here, definitely take your beer to another level. Mm-hmm. And especially if you add the beer oil to it. I got a little beer oil. And especially if you add the beer oil to it. It definitely make it shine. Yeah, so. And it got a nice little scent. This scent right here called Exclusive. And it smells exclusive. Yeah.
People see what's going on.
Right here, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I mean, and like we've been saying in previous episodes, I mean, just look at this guy's beard,
man. You been
man? I'm trying to hide mine right now. I'm trying to hide my beard, but you know what? That's the only way we can kind of advertise his product is so I can show them what's going on now, and then
okay I got you.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
you know we getting
it.
We getting it. We getting there. So you know, I'm trying to go from this to that day in the next couple of months, guys. So you know, and I have been using the product and everything. So yeah, shout out to Jay Chappelle for Jay Chappelle. Yes, shout out to Jay Chappelle, man, for the product, brother.
Yes, sir. So
you know what I'm saying.
So the other part of it, I was gonna say, man, what cologne you using during the season, man? The fellas on point with the cologne.
You know
man.
What though? You know what?
What you been using, man?
You know what? I'm just it's not even cologne for real. It's
you don't never like to give out the cologne because for some odd reason it's like a secret, man. It be like I don't want no nigga to smell like me.
That is true. That is true. Oh my God, it's two of them. I can't
give them the knockoff brand.
I can't even think of the name of that shit, man. I can't even think of the name of it. It's two different kinds. Matter of fact, you had put me on that on this polo.
Yeah, it's polo black.
I think it was a blue or something.
Oh, it's polo blue. Yeah.
Okay, either polo blue and something else. I can't even pronounce the name of that shit, so I can't even give you that one.
Yeah.
And this little spray I had came across from Bath and Body Works, that bourbon.
Yeah, that bourbon.
Ooh,
yeah.
Man, listen here, boy. ain't gonna lie. Hey, look at boy. I ain't gonna fake now. Like that little thing be hitting.
Everything from what it called? Bath and Body Works.
Yeah, yeah.
Everything I put on from that make me sneeze.
Man, ain't no way. Look, I thought you might give me something good. Like, man, so everything makes
me
sneeze.
I don't know what they use, you know what I'm saying? Or what they put in it, make me sneeze.
I rocks with.
I got bad allergies anyway.
I rocks with them folks, man. Heavy too.
So what you got for the tip of the week, man? I know you got some good tips, man.
Let me see. I feel like I ain't gave nothing in a while, man. Somebody had kind of, let me see.
Yeah, I know you got something.
Okay, you said the we're just kind of on the topic of being intentional.
Yeah, we was
for the topic of the day. So let me see. All things being said, remove the unnecessary, unintentional pieces of life and lock in to become the best version of yourself.
Yeah, I like that.
King me.
Yes, sir. King me.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's it, but we're gonna rock like that though.
Okay.
We're gonna rock like that, brother. So anything else you got for the people, or we trying to get up out of here?
Nah, I think, you know, I think we good with everything. I tell you what, I ain't got nothing, man. I think this was a good conversation.
Great.
Yeah, great awesome conversation. So
thank y'all for tapping in once again to the Kimi Podcast. Catches every Thursday. This is none other than the Scoop Lover.
And I'm Brandon. Thank you for tuning. And make sure you subscribe, leave a review, and comment. Let us know what you think about this episode. And we'll be out. Peace.
And